Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about your health. And the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. Now, you can visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane. And in both places, you can ask questions and get expert advice on supplements. And Village Green is your resource for questions about your health. They carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers. So please also take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. Now, we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you may tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on nutrition. Today, we're honored to have a guest we've had many times before, and I think we learn something new every time, so I'm very excited to introduce Christoph Mervale. He's a pharmacist and director of education and pharmacy development at Boron, and Boron is the world leader in homeopathic medicines. He creates training programs at Boron for pharmacists and retailers on the homeopathic medicines used to treat common health conditions. Now, before his 20-year career with Boron, Christoph was a university hospital pharmacist in France's Loire Valley, where he obtained 3 years of clinical experience. He's born in France. Christoph completed his pharmacy doctorate in Nantes in 1985, and he is a sought-after expert on homeopathic medicines. He has co-authored several published works and has presented homeopathic topics at scientific meetings. So welcome, Christoph, to the show.
Good morning, Dana. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Well, let's get started on this subject. As our listeners know, we're talking about homeopathy, what it is, how it works, and its many benefits. So there are some people that are new to our show, so let's go ahead and start with a good description of what homeopathy is.
Well, homeopathy is no more than a therapeutic method. It's a method to treat ailments, to treat people. And the word itself comes from Greek words that signify similar suffering. So let me explain a little bit more with an example, because I think that's the best way. Picture yourself in a small kitchen, and I'm asking you to chop in very small pieces about 5 pounds of onions. So you'll see very soon that your eyes are itchy, you'll start sneezing a lot, your nose will be runny with a very clear discharge. All those symptoms are due, of course, to the substances in the onion. And everything will be relieved if you breathe fresh air. Now, let's take a person who has similar symptoms. Maybe it's the beginning of a cold. Maybe it's a hay fever, allergy crisis. So the same symptoms, runny nose, itchy eyes, spasmodic sneezing, relieved by fresh air. A homeopathic preparation from the onion will relieve the symptoms.
Well, that is certainly explains the term similar and pathology, or suffering. Tell us a little bit more about the remedy and how people can get it.
Well, the first thing to know, of course, is that the homeopathic preparation, in my example, from the onion, is really the onion extract, but in very small doses. And that is very specific to homeopathy. We use extremely small doses of the original substance to relieve symptoms that are similar to those caused by the same substance when given in higher dose. So the first consequence for everyone is that homeopathic medicines are very safe because we use very tiny doses.
So at these tiny doses, and you refer to them as micro doses.
Yes, and even more than micro. And that is very sometimes very puzzling for everyone because we are used to use medicines in large quantities, and we know that the more you take, of course, the more action you have, the more the medicine is active, and also the more side effects you have. With homeopathy, it doesn't work like this. It looks like these small doses, these very tiny doses, are acting like stimulants. And they stimulate ourselves to react against whatever symptoms we have and relieve them.
Well, I know they have a great safety record, and it goes back a long time. A lot of people think that they are not regulated. Can you go into that? Because to me, that's very important to dispel that myth.
Well, homeopathic medicines have been regulated by the Food and Drug Administration since 1938. And in fact, they are defined and regulated as drugs. So exactly the same way as aspirin, ibuprofen, every drug you find in a pharmacy. And for everyone, the consequence is double. The first one is on the packaging of homeopathic medicine, you see clear indications. That means what's it for? Is it for allergies? Is it for cold? Is it for the PMS? Is it for anything? So it's clearly written on the box, and you also have drug facts telling you how to take them, the warnings, and everything. And the second consequence is the manufacturing is very, very controlled. The laboratories are inspected by the Food and Drug Administration, which means a higher level of quality and protection for the consumer.
And that's wonderful. It's used throughout the world, isn't it?
Yes. I was doing a little research on how many countries are using homeopathic medicines, and it looks like it's more than 80 countries, probably a little bit more if you count people that are living in these countries and using homeopathic medicine, although they are not always easily distributed in this country. So it's widely used, and it has been so for, I would say, a good 200 years now.
Well, go back on the history a little bit and tell us about the discovery and development by Dr. Hahnemann.
Well, the first traces of a homeopathic phenomenon, if you want, in fact, have been documented by Hippocrates during, about 480 BC. So it's a long, long time. But the real discoverer of the method is a German physician called Samuel Hahnemann. There is a Hahnemann Hospital in Philadelphia, by the way. And he got a little bit tired of using therapeutic methods that were causing more harm to the patient than good. And he decided to investigate the action of different substances in small concentration first on healthy people, himself and colleagues that were volunteers to experiment, and then, of course, after establishing his method, he started using them on patients with good success in many cases, and the more and more physicians got interested because the method was safe, and patients really liked it. So after a few years, it spread, and the first homeopathic physician established himself in the U.S. in 1820. So it's a long story.
So that's interesting, and I had no idea that it dated back to 480 BC. with the developer of our Hippocratic Oath. So that's an interesting piece of information, and I thank you for it. So it is widespread, and it seems to be increasing exponentially as people are looking for these safer remedies. It doesn't mean that people don't have the access to the medications, but these remedies certainly have proven their worth over time.
Well, this is very interesting because we have two ways to show that homeopathic medicine works. The first one is very difficult. It's conventional research. It requires a lot of time, money, energy. It needs to be done very precisely. And we start to have very interesting results. So confirming that, yes, indeed, using the same standards as other medicines, we see an activity, we see something. Of course, that needs to be repeated, redone, and confirmed all the time, like with all scientific research. The second part is that we have now 200 years of empirical experience. That means people used it and report that, yes, it works for me, and they want, they want to keep on taking them. So that's in itself is some kind of, I would say, empirical proof showing that, yes, there is some interest in homeopathy.
And there's such a wide variety of healthcare practitioners who are actually actively using them on a regular basis, from the family physicians and pediatricians. I know plastic surgeons have really been on board for a while, but also dentists, nurses, and of course naturopathic doctors, pharmacies, chiropractors, nutritionists. I have a great interest in homeopathy.
Yes, I was 2 days ago. I was in fact teaching at UPenn. It was teaching nurses students in nursing, and the interest was great because they said, sometimes we see symptoms, and it is very difficult for us to recommend anything because the treatment that we recommend could interfere with another treatment already prescribed to the patient. And we will see homeopathic medicines do not interfere with conventional medicines. So they were excited because, now we can treat a cold in a person that has a high blood pressure treatment because there is no interference. So that's one of the advantages that pharmacists, nurses are looking after. And of course, as you said, plastic surgeons, pediatricians also have the same concern.
Well, it's excellent. And my first experience with a homeopathic remedy was the Rostox tablets, poison ivy pills, as being extremely effective. And we have poison ivy in our yard, and we continued to use it. Tell us a little bit about that remedy.
Well, Rostox Echodendron is a homeopathic medicine prepared from poison ivy, the poison ivy plant. And it's interesting because it has two very different actions. The first one is, of course, it relieves skin eruptions, skin problems, where you have a very red and itchy skin on which you have small vesicles filled with a clear liquid. So it can be used precisely for lesions that have been caused by poison ivy sensitization, or you can use it also for shingles or even cold sores, provided you have that red and itchy base skin and with clear small vesicles filled with a clear liquid. So that's one part. But Rostox Echodendron is also used for joint pain, provided the pain is relieved by continuous and slow motion. So it's a very good medicine, for example, for people that are undergoing physical therapy, where the pain is really more intense when they start the movement, the exercise, and gradually subsides. So that's two indications of this great medicine that is Rostox Echodendron.
Well, excellent. And we're going to talk about many more remedies. If you've just tuned in, listeners, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro. And we do try to bring you lots of really good information all about you and your health. And we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And next Sunday, please tune in to hear Kevin's discussion on nutrition. Now, today we're talking about homeopathy, what it is, how it works, and its many benefits. And we are lucky to have what I consider the international expert on homeopathy, Christoph Merville. And we've been having an interesting discussion about homeopathic remedies, a little bit about how they are made and the history, which dates back to Hippocrates. And now we want to go a little bit more into the safety, because certainly this is a question that professionals and patients ask.
Absolutely, and this is probably the main concern by, people who self-medicate and also, of course, pharmacists and physicians, is the medicine safe? So let's take a look at homeopathic medicines. After a certain degree of dilution, they do not interact with other medicines, which is a big advantage when you want to combine them with traditional treatment, and the risk of side effect is extremely low. The reports of side effect with homeopathic medicines is very, very low, so that makes them the one of the safest way to treat people. Another big advantage is that if a patient starts, if you want to self-medicate and unfortunately the condition that you have is grave, is something that needs a really physician's attention, homeopathic medicines will not mask symptoms or interfere with biological exams. So there is no distortion of the picture, if you want, and you get, if you follow the warnings, of course, you get treated for the condition exactly the way you should be. That's a very big advantage of homeopathic medicines.
You know, that is very well described, and I like the safety ratio, and especially with such an increase, there's an increase in natural remedies, in nutrients, supplements, and homeopathics. So it's really impressive that we're not seeing any problems. They certainly are not on the list of problematic supplements and medications as compared to medications, and we talk about this a lot, that with 70% underreporting, there's 190,000 deaths a year from medications.
Absolutely, and for example, if you want to take a supplement for a healthier lifestyle, for example, you want to take a chondroitin sulfate for healthy joints or other, nothing prevents you, if one day you have a little pain in the joint, to take a homeopathic medicine just to take care of this acute problem and keep taking the supplement, because the supplement will work on the long term and the homeopathic medicine will take care of the acute problem. So that's one more advantage. You know, you don't have to stop, change your lifestyle just because you have to take a medicine.
Let's talk a little bit more about some of the single dose remedies versus the multi-dose tubes and how they differ.
Yeah, so you have to, basically you have two different types of homeopathic medicines. The first is what we call the single medicines or the generics. They usually come into small blue tubes filled with little pellets. And the other type are combinations, which are, of course, a mixture of different medicines targeting a set of symptoms. So, for example, all the symptoms of cold or cough and so on. But those single medicines coming in those little blue tubes, they contain only one ingredient, and on the tube there is the main indication. For example, for Restox, I think what you will see is joint pain improved by slow motion. There is not enough space to put all the indications of the single medicine on the tube, so sometimes people are prescribed this Restox for another condition. And they need to know that there are, usually there are more than one condition that can be relieved with a single medicine. The pellets are very small, and you take five at a time. You use the pellet dispenser to count five, and you put five in the mouth. You let them dissolve. It's what is called sublingual absorption. That means the medicine goes through the mucous membrane of the mouth and instantly is delivered into the bloodstream, so a very quick action.
Well, you've done an excellent job of talking to us about Restox and the variety of conditions that can be addressed. What about the arnica, and including the topicals and the oral? Because my observation with patients is that this is very common among professionals, especially surgeons, who are now recommending the arnica for their patients who have gone through traumas or are about to go through trauma with surgery.
So let's talk a little bit about arnica. Arnica montana is a plant. It's a mountain daisy. It's a very nice plant that grows on mountains. But its properties have been known for quite some time. Even before the Middle Ages, they knew that applying the leaf of the plant was relieving bruising and pain from trauma or overexertion. However, the plant compounds are very, very active, and arnica, the tincture, the extract, should never be used like this because it can be very dangerous. But when used in very, very tiny quantities, whether it's in a topical form, that means on a gel, in a cream or in ointments, or as a systemic form, that means that those little pellets that you absorb in your mouth, Arnica montanum is very safe. So it is used to relieve two kinds of things. The first is the pain and swelling due to either a trauma. That means, for example, if a toddler has a bump on the forehead, you can use Arnica montanum. If you work out very intensely or you garden a little bit too much and you're stiff the next day, your back hurts, then you can use Arnica montanum. And the second indication is bruising. People bruise easily. People who are taking blood thinners, or just if you have a bump or a black eye, you can use Arnica montanum.
Excellent. That's a good reminder. The black eye, regardless of the source, it's a trauma, a bruise, and it does have such effectiveness.
So the main question that we have with Arnica is, okay, what's best for me? The gel, the cream, the ointment, the pellets, what is best? So if you want a very quick absorption, so for example, when I work out, I have a little tube of Arnica. If I help myself, I put a little pea of Arnica montanum gel on where it hurts, and in a few seconds, it's inside the skin and it works. If you have the time, you can use the cream because you can give a massage or give yourself a massage with a cream, which is a double effect. If it's very difficult to apply Arnica under bandages, use the ointment because it's a slow release. And if you hurt all over, or for example, after surgery, after vascular or cosmetic surgery or dental surgery, you take the pellets because that will act on the entire body. So you don't have to rub yourself completely with a gel or the cream.
That's good advice. When somebody is facing surgery and they don't have any trauma yet, what kind of recommendation do you have as far as the dose, when to take it, and for how long?
So the protocol that plastic surgeons or vascular surgeons or dentists are following is they recommend taking Arnica montanum pellets or tablets a few days before. So, for example, 2 days before surgery, 5 pellets or 2 tablets, 3 times a day before surgery, and then they go on with the same dosage after surgery until the swelling and bruising is gone. And the experience that we have is that we get calls from dentists and say, what's that stuff? Because the patient should be all swollen, you know, like a hamster when you remove the wisdom teeth. And the swelling with Arnica is much decreased and the comfort of the patient is increased. So that's the result that we observe regularly. I must just complete one thing. It's right now, Brown is partnering with Patch Adams, the famous doctor who was portrayed by Robin Williams during in a movie. And Patch Adams has a Gesundheit Institute that promotes, that helps people to have very good health care and free. And every time you buy an Arnicare tube or pellets, we give one quarterback to the Patch Adams Institute. Just wanted to mention that because it might be interesting.
Well, that's excellent, and I'm glad you brought that up. Let's talk about some other single dose uses. The Nux Vomica is very popular.
So if you want to start a homeopathic, first aid kit, you surely will have Arnica, but you also will have Nux Vomica. This is made from the seeds of a tree that has been known for quite some time. The seeds are extremely toxic. They contain many different substances that are dangerous. However, we use the homeopathic medicine, very diluted, once again, to relieve heartburns and especially digestive problems related to stress or, I would say, busy lifetime, lifetime. When you are in a hurry, you don't swallow, you don't chew too very well, or you drink a little bit too much, or you eat a little bit too much and the food is not that healthy because, well, that's the real life. If you feel a little bit embarrassed, if you have heartburns, take Nukes Formica, 5 pellets. After the meals, you can repeat every half hour until you feel better. Very safe medicine and very popular in France because we usually use it during those large weddings where there is abundance of good food and wine.
Tell me about the dosage on Nukes Formica.
Yes, the Nukes Formica, so I would choose a homeopathic dilution of 30C. We can touch base on that later if you want. And I would take 5 pellets sublingually every hour or every half hour if really you feel, you know, strong heartburns or difficulty to digest, or 3 times a day if it's more of a, you know, if it's more a chronic problem, I would say. But usually after 2 or 3 doses, you feel much better.
Well, thank you. We're getting a lot of good information. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, and this show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information on homeopathy, what it is, how it works, and its many benefits.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder-free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro. And I want to remind you that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM, and you can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's interesting discussion on nutrition. Now, we've been talking with Christoph Merville, and he is the expert in homeopathic medicines and homeopathy. And we've been talking about what homeopathy is, how it works, and its many benefits. We've been talking about remedies, and a lot of people have questions about the dosing. And in this very kind of dilute medication, what kind of dosing is there? What's the range, and what does it mean?
So in fact, when you're looking at a homeopathic medicine, you have two parts for the dosing. The first part is choosing the right dilution or the best possible one, and the second is how frequently you take those five pellets. I just want to remind everyone that here we're not talking about increasing quantities. When you take aspirin 500 milligram, it's of course stronger than 100 milligram. Now here we're in a domain where we are dealing with dilutions. And the main dilutions are 6C, 12C, and 30C. And we consider that 6, a low number, is a low dilution. And 30C is much more diluted, it's a high dilution. Now, this is how it works, and that's important because there is a great deal of confusion. People think that a higher dilution are stronger. No. Every time you can point to your symptom with your finger, for example, a bump, a heartburn, a little wart, something that you can point to with your finger, use a low dilution because they will work better. And we use high dilutions every time the symptoms are all over the body. For example, fever or even symptoms that are affecting the mind, stage fright, apprehension, sleeplessness. So keep that in mind. And I just want to insist on the fact that in homeopathic treatments, choosing the dilution is fine-tuning. It's far more important to find the right medicine than the best dilution. If you are using another dilution than the one that is the best, it will still work. Not as fast, but it will still work. So I just want to everyone to understand that because there is a great deal of confusion about that.
It is. So just to reemphasize, the low dilution, like the 6C, is really more concentrated. And the high dilution, like 30C, is less concentrated.
Yes, and in fact, it's already very, very diluted. So it's like the quality of the message is not exactly the same. A 6C would be just a draft, and a 30C would be a very detailed blueprint. So they both describe a house, but of course they don't have the same usage. I would like to keep that as an analogy. It's only an analogy, but we're not dealing with quantities really of the substance. We are more about the quality of the medicine. So the second thing is very important is, and very simple at the same time, how often do you take homeopathic medicines? Well, if the drug facts have a dosage, like with combinations, just follow the dosage that's on the box. But for blue tubes, the rule is take, the more acute the symptoms, the more frequent you take them. You cannot overdose on homeopathic medicines because they are so diluted. But for example, if you have a bee sting, you can take Apis Medifica, which is a homeopathic dilution from the bee. You take that every 15 minutes. And as the symptoms recede, you take less. If you are allergic during the allergy season, you take, for example, dilutions of histamine called Histaminum, and you take that 3 times a day. But if you have hay fever during that period, you increase and you take 5 pellets every half hour or every hour, depending on the intensity of symptoms, and then when you're relieved, you take less.
Well, that is the best description I've ever heard on how to take the homeopathic medicines and why there are different doses. So I appreciate that. What about multi-dose tubes, and what is the difference with those?
Well, the guidelines that I just gave are precisely for those multi-dose tubes that contains tiny pellets. So it's very, very simple. Usually it's 3 times a day, but you can modulate depending on the intensity of symptoms. Now, for combinations, the dosage is on the box, so there is absolutely no problem.
Okay. So people can follow the directions, as you said before. And I also wanted to reemphasize something that you said in the earlier segments for those who may be just tuning in, that The homeopathic medications are regulated as drugs by the FDA, and that's been since 1938, and they are manufactured in the same way as drugs, meaning in strict accordance with the homeopathic pharmacopoeia of the United States and the drug good manufacturing practices, GMP. So that's important. I'd just like to emphasize that for our listeners. What else do we want to cover that is appropriate right now? This is coming into flu season, so I'm sure people will be gearing up with remedies to try to prevent the flu and all of the other illnesses and ailments that occur.
So, of course, preventing being caught by cold and flu means having a healthy lifestyle and just washing your hands as many times as you can and eating and exercising healthily. Now, if you start having those very bothering symptoms, you know that you've caught something because you have that feeling in the chest, maybe a scratchy throat, feeling run down, you know that tomorrow you'll be sick. That's the exact time when you need to take a homeopathic medicine called oscillococcin. It is probably the most popular in the world. And because it has been discovered quite some time ago, and it's regularly people once they have tried it, they keep taking it over and over every year. So the key is to take one unit dose of oscillococcin as soon as you can, as soon as you feel those symptoms, because that's the way oscillococcin works best. And you take one dose in your mouth. Those are tiny pellets that you let dissolve in your mouth. You take one dose in your mouth every 6 hours. So if you have the full-blown flu, you didn't know oscillo existed, and you go to Village Green Apothecary and they tell you, oh, you should have taken oscillo, but still, you can taking it with a full-blown flu, same dosage. The clinical studies we have show that the symptoms of flu will still be shortened and less intense with oscillococcin, but the best way is to take oscillo at the onset of symptoms.
And that's why it's important to have it in hand. Even though it's available in almost every pharmacy, I would say it's probably the most prevalent of the remedies and homeopathic medications. We've used it in our household, and I recommend it to patients. And I want to emphasize what you said, that the first sign, even if you don't suspect it's the flu, if you have any symptom of the flu, even a little bit of nausea, it needs to be started.
My colleague pharmacists, of course, use it because they consider it as an additional safety net for people that have been vaccinated. Oscillo doesn't replace vaccination. Vaccination is the true way and the only way to really prevent the flu to happen. But it's not 100% effective because, the flu virus mutates every year and sometimes you get another strain. But additionally, a pharmacist recommends to keep some oscillo at hand so you can take that at the onset of symptoms. And the other advantage of oscillo is because it's very safe, you can give it to children 2 years old and older. If your kid is less than two, it's best to check with a physician that the symptoms that you see are really something that is not a serious condition. But the kid two and older, you can give one dose of oscillo. It's exactly the same dosage, one dose of oscillo as soon as possible and every 6 hours.
This is such good advice, and I want to reemphasize the CDC itself explained with vaccination that of all the flu-like illnesses that occur, only 20% of those are actually influenza. And of those influenzas, you have to be affected by one of the strains that is in the vaccine. So your overall protection rate is actually 13%. Now, they advertise numbers like 90% protection, even higher, 95%. But that's not, like, we need truth in lending information and truth on our credit card interest rates. We need truth in when you take a flu vaccine, what is your potential for preventing the flu? And it's actually very different than what people assume. And of course, your recommendations of washing and hygiene. We talk also to patients about increasing zinc, vitamin C, omega-3, vitamin D, probiotics. If you do it right, it goes away, along with the homeopathic remedies to help you stay healthy.
Yeah, one of the common things that we do is when we catch something, when we are in contact with one of the many, many viruses besides influenza virus that cause flu-like symptoms, we tend to wait until we are sick enough to, you know, take something because of fear of side effect or because just, you know, we would like to think that it's nothing, it will go away. With homeopathic medicine, it is not a good calculation because, once again, and that confirms the way that they are thought to work. That means that they have a stimulating action. But homeopathic medicine work best when taken very early. Because they are very safe, you don't have to worry about side effects. And they are cost-effective.
Then better early, and thank you for that. And I want to tell the listeners who are just tuning in that you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We're talking with Christoph Mervell about homeopathy. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with a lot of good health tips.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or Check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome, listeners, to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I enjoy alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we are here every Sunday morning, 10 AM. So tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on nutrition. Today, we've been talking about a very important subject, homeopathy, what it is, how it works, and its many benefits. And we have the expert, Christoph Merville, and he's been talking to us about the background, the safety. Homeopathic medicines are regulated as drugs by the FDA. And now we want to expand to talking about cold remedies, the flu remedies. We talked about that a little bit earlier. So let's start with the little bit more information on the flu remedy, if you have that for us.
So, yes, just wanted to talk about oscillococcina. This is a medicine that is now distributed in more than 60 countries. And it has been studied, probably one of the medicine that has been the most studied. And we came up with, in fact, two independent teams have come up with clinical studies showing, interestingly, that when taken early, oscillococcina was shortening the duration of flu-like symptoms and also decreasing the intensity of symptoms such as fever, chills, headaches, and the general malaise associated with the flu. You know, if you have the flu, you're bedridden, you cannot work. It's a very different, very big difference between flu and cold. You can still work with a cold, but you cannot work with it when you have the flu.
So there was 63% improvement of patients on the studies within 48 hours. That's impressive.
So between the group that was receiving just a placebo, the group that was receiving the placebo had a 48% improvement within 48 hours, and the group with Oscillo was 63%, and that was statistically significant. That means the difference was really attributed to oscillococcinum. That's not a big difference, but when you're bedridden and, when you're really suffering, that counts, and that can be measured in terms of days of work or days at school that, are not lost.
Excellent. So you mentioned colds. Let's talk about what our listeners can do with regard to colds.
So always the same principle. We can combine several different homeopathic medicines targeting different symptoms of the cold together and put that in a tablet or even in pellet form. And that's how we came up with a medicine called Cold Calm, and or children's cold calm for kids. It's exactly the same formula. And it has ingredients that are targeting different symptoms associated with the cold, for example, the different types of discharge, either very runny and irritant, or very sick, very difficult to get rid of, or also the general malaise, the fever sometimes that we have with associated with cold, or the fact that we lose the sense of smell and taste when really our nose are stuffy and so on. So for every major step of the cold, there is a medicine in cold calm that will work. Very simple to use, and you can give it to kids this time above 3 years of age, and it will not interfere with high blood pressure medicines like decongestants do.
Well, that's good to know. So there's Cold Calm for 3 years and older, and then there's the children's Cold Calm pellets.
Absolutely, and those. For kids, the advantage also of homeopathic medicines is kids love that because the taste is very sweet. and you don't have to fight, chase your kids around to give them the medicine. They will tell you early on, oh, I don't feel good, my throat hurts. So one more benefit of homeopathic medicines, there is no problem of what we call compliance. That means the kids accept to be treated and are more likely to tell you early on that they have a symptom.
So when either child or adult takes a cold calm remedy, how often do they continue it? What's the frequency and for how long? What period of time?
So the dosage is on the box, and it's quite easy. If you take cold calm tablets, the dose is 2 tablets that will dissolve very quickly in your mouth. You don't have to swallow them, so no stomachache after taking cold calm. If you take the pellets, if the kid takes the pellets, it's 5 pellets at a time. So how often do you take them? During the first hour, you take 5 pellets or 2 tablets every 20 minutes. And then when this hour is passed, you just take 5 pellets or 2 tablets every hour, and when the symptoms decrease, you decrease the frequency, you stop taking it.
Okay, that's good advice and easy to follow on the cold calm. What about coughs?
Well, the problem with coughs is that you have different types of cough, and if you go in a pharmacy, you see these millions of syrups targeting night cough, dry cough, productive cough, congestive chest. Well, homeopathy allows us to put in one syrup called Chestal all the ingredients that are targeting these different types of cough. So whether, it's a kid that has a very thick phlegm, hard to expectorate, or you have that cough that keeps you awake at night because it's very dry, you can take exactly the same syrup. He also, for kids 2 and above. And the other advantage of Chestal is that it contains honey. And honey in itself is an emollient, that means it soothes your throat, and by itself will decrease the cough reflex.
So that's excellent. I think you've given us good information. What else can our listeners learn that will help them with their health in general and or specifically?
I'll tell you about probably one of my favorite medicines. I'm a speaker. I speak a lot, and also I sing. And my throat is, of course, more fragile because of that. Well, there's a medicine that we came up with. This is called Roxalia, and it's in tablets. And you take it as soon as you feel irritation in your throat, whether it's from overexertion. For example, for coaches, for singers, for teachers, people that are using their voices a lot, or just because it's the beginning of a minor sore throat. So the advantage of this medicine is that it really contains arnica, which works on overexerted vocal cords. And that in itself greatly improves, the laryngitis, where people lose their voice, when they start having a viral infection of their throat. And the other advantage of Roxalia is, God forbid, if you come up with a strep throat, it will not mask the symptoms, so you can still, get the proper treatment with your physician. The symptoms are not masked by the medicine.
And what is, spell the name again so our listeners have that.
It's spelled R-O-X-A-L-I-A, Roxalia.
Roxalia, and that is for throat.
And that's for minor sore throat and voice overexertion. I really recommend people who use their voice, during the day, to consider having that on hand and take it as soon as they feel that little tension and scratchiness that occurs when the vocal cords are tired.
And we also mentioned the cold calm for adults and children, and the Acillo for adults. Is there also a children's version?
There is a children version of Ocilo is exactly the same product, the same dosage. Homeopathic medicine's action is not body weight dependent. It means you give the same dosage to kids and adults. It's related to their stimulating action and the fact that they are very, very diluted. But we draw the interest of consumers on the fact that you can give Ocilo to children by designing a children's Ocilo box, which is the same product with just children's on it.
Thank you. And listeners, that's a lot of information, and we will have Christophe Merville back again. Thank you for joining us. You can access this show or any previous show through MyVillageGreen.com. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy.
CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. Lawmakers on the Deficit Reduction Supercommittee acknowledge they have a lot of work left before a November 23rd